The shootings have again left the country searching for solutions to widespread violence. Here in Arizona, House Minority Leader Charlene Fernandez wants the state legislature to tackle the issue despite resistance from her Republican colleagues. She's calling for a special session to consider gun control measures her fellow Democrats have proposed for years, including universal background checks and limits on high-capacity magazines. But those proposals have largely gone ignored at the Republican-controlled legislature, and therein lies the greatest obstacle standing in Fernandez's way. Her Republican counterparts in both the House and Senate have so far expressed no interest in calling their members back to the Capitol, nor has Governor Doug Ducey made a call for them to do so. And Representative Fernandez joins us now for a few minutes to talk about her hopes for a special session. Representative, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how strongly do you feel about this special session? And as it becomes more public, do you think there is, in some sense, any feeling that the governor will listen or that your Republican colleagues will listen?
Well, I believe the governor's already come out and talked about that we do need to have a discussion and a debate on some of the bills that he's offered about gun reform, not gun control, but gun reform. And you know, I would like to take him up on that offer, but that we have to do this sooner rather than later. I don't know if he was talking about 2020. I'm talking about right now. This is what our constituents are demanding. If we listen to the people that we represent, they want a discussion about this.
Let's talk specifics here. Tell us what it is exactly you would like to propose.
Well, that we come together in a special session and we talk about many of the bills that Democrats have brought forth. I've been there for 5 years, and in those 5 years, we've had approximately 30 bills presented on universal background checks, on gun storage, where we could provide gun storage compartments for families at a nominal fee. So if you do have a gun in your home, you can keep it under lock and key, you know, as a safety so that children won't get hurt. Banning bump stocks, domestic violence, when there's an issue of domestic violence that a judge would have, you know, the discretion to look at if that person has threatened his partner, his or her partner, that their gun can be confiscated. So those bills that we've brought up that are just simply reform, that we can at least discuss them and hear what our constituency needs.
Just how partisan is this issue now? And in any sense, is it less partisan as we see more of these sorts of tragedies?
I actually believe this is not a partisan issue at all. That's why I was pretty shocked, you know, that there's this great divide. And it might just be the news thinking it's a divide. I hear it from people all over. I represent a very diverse district, and I try to get out as much as possible, and I'm hearing this from all kinds of people. This is not, you know, taking away guns. This is not about the good people that legally purchase their guns and do what they're supposed to do. This is about what we see happening all over the country. And I think at this time we want to be courageous and to act on what we know our constituents are demanding.
Majority Leader Warren Peterson criticized your call for this special session, saying that you were using a tragedy for political gain. And even some of people from your own party have expressed skepticism at calling a special session on this. Why do this now if you don't know if you have all the support? And do you think that you can shift the winds here?
Well, I think I'm sorry Mr. Peterson feels this way. This is not a partisan or a political grandstanding action on my part. I have family that are in school right now. I have a daughter that's a teacher. I have grandchildren that are in school. This is an important issue right now. Absolutely. You know, there might be that idea that people think that it is political. That's why I want to talk about it, so that our members, both sides, can see the severity of what's going on. I think we've got, you know, just listening to your previous interview from the reporter in El Paso, that hopelessness, that sense of loss, it's felt all over. I mean, it's compounded, obviously, at the place that it happened in El Paso and in Ohio. But I'm telling you, all over this country, people are feeling helpless. And I am an elected official, and I'm here to try to alleviate that, to somehow help.
All right. Arizona House Minority Leader Charlene Fernandez, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.